Oh, sorry,
Hello.
you know, I mistakenly, you know, got hang up. So I was saying that instead of just talking, let me just go and work on the changes and update, and I'll get back to you with the updated link. And we'll go from there. If it's going to be too many changes or too many things to be done, I'll consider your request rather than convincing you, right? But over here, I'm just convincing you, like, you know, the way I convince my mom or wife, all right? So don't take me wrong. Just want
No,
to make sure.
and don't make that comparison. And the reason I'm saying don't make that comparison, because if you were doing something for your mom or for your wife, you would have already got it done. Okay? They would already be bragging about their website and everything would already be done. I'm a paying customer. You didn't treat me like you valued me being a customer.
I
You
do.
took my money. Yes, you did talk me into doing the upgrade because I couldn't remember what I had gotten from Jane, but I said, okay, this sounds good. Let me go with that. And I knew that I had seen it somewhere else. I didn't realize that it was on another website that I had seen. As a matter of fact, what you are doing, all of what you're doing, cheaper than what you guys charge me. But I said, okay, you know what? I've already bought it. Let me see what they can do. And if they can get this finished so I can go ahead and get this thing out here, fine. I moved my date to the middle of October. Okay, well, not the middle of October, but the beginning, September 1st was supposed to be my launch date. Then I moved it to October 1st. I didn't mention anything to you guys because I figured at this point, hey, in 30 days, they can get this thing done. It dragged and it dragged. Okay? And it seemed like every time I didn't buy one of the things you were offering, either it slowed down or it went to a standstill. Okay? I can't work like that. I don't do my customers like that. If I have a customer that wants to buy something from me, I'm going to make sure they get their product. Okay? That's not what you guys did to me. All right? And now I'm feeling real neglected 10 weeks later. Because everybody I talk to that's got a website, they're saying, oh, this person did my website in a month. Oh, I got mine done. Well, it took 6 weeks because I had to do this or I had to do that. But we're talking about 10 weeks. We're talking about 10 weeks in. We started this thing. I started talking to Jane July 7th. Okay? By the July 28th, I had hired you guys. So here we are now in October. So the whole summer has gone by when I could have been advertising, selling my product, and doing what I needed to do to get my business out there.
All right,
So I
let's
know
do
you're
this.
saying trust me,
Let's do
and you're
this.
going to do this,
I'll
but I don't.
compensate you.
That's
I'll compensate you, all right? How? I'll compensate you with the get this delay. At this time, you must be working on your marketing, right? So let me do this. I'll just take 3 days. I'll cover the website for you, and I will do 1 month of marketing for you, where I will whatever you have
I don't need.
invested.
Oh,
See
no,
what?
I don't need you to do my marketing. I don't need you to do my marketing, Roger. I don't trust you guys to do anything for me other than give me a refund so I can find a company that can do my website. Okay? I don't trust you guys. You already destroyed the trust. Okay? And then you tried to make it out like it was my fault. Okay, not you. But I actually tried to make it out like it was my fault, okay? Oh, you're sending too many things. You're sending too many things. Sending too many what? I'm sending you constant corrections for errors that you're doing. And if I show you, I took pictures, okay? Every time I brought the website up, I took pictures. And I said, why is this here? Why are they misspelling words? I sent you everything already printed out. The pages and everything were already printed out. All you had to do was a cut and paste. There was nothing that you had to write. Okay? Any revisions that had to be there, it should have been minimal. I shouldn't have been having to send you guys stuff to do stuff. So when you talk about, wanting to do all this stuff, if you want to do it, you can go ahead and do it. I don't trust you guys. And I definitely don't want you doing my marketing.
All right, see, we'll do that, But rather than you going somewhere, do you think that your website would be ready before Christmas? Even if it would be ready, you know that again you will have to, you know, assist them or tell them.
But you know, but you know what? You know what? If I hire somebody else, okay, and it takes them a month or it takes them 6 weeks, okay, at least I will see if they work with me. I will see if I have to send emails every week or twice a week with 15 and 25 corrections that need to be done, okay? Because you guys would take something, you fix one thing, and then you mess up something else. And I'm like, why in the heck are they touching that? That was fine. And then I have to end up sending something back telling you put it back the way it was or change something back. I mean, it became like there's no respect in this, okay? No respect. And I already got that feeling when I tried to tell you that I didn't need all these extra services you were trying to sell to me, okay? I had already put out more money than I needed to because more than my budget could really handle. And then to find out that I could have definitely got this done by somebody else cheaper than what you guys were charging me, but I didn't argue about that. I just went ahead and said, okay, fine, just get my website done. And I couldn't even get that from you guys. So now you want me to trust you to let you do all these different things?
Yes, I want you to just give me this last opportunity, all right? It's going to be for me. It's going to be the second time when you were going to be trusting me, all right? I know that we broke your trust, all right? You can, you know, consider us, or we might lie under, you know, untrusty people in your, you know, like as for you. And I know that it's just because of the kind of experience you have with us. So I completely understand that. But, you know, I would like you to, you know, if I consider myself in your shoe, all right, I would be, you know, doing the same that you're doing right now. But what I'm trying to explain you here, it's like I can completely understand that, like, 10 weeks were not good enough. I'm just asking for 2-3 days, like, within this week, we will cover it up. But let's say if I fail to do that, I'm giving you my words, we cannot hold your money, all right? We cannot keep it this way. We will refund it to you, because if you see our packages or if you see the Jane, you know, if she shared the email with you, we have pre-advertised that we provide 100% money back guarantee. So it's your money. We cannot hold it. But I'm just asking you to delay this decision just for more 3 days, and then you decide, all right? Then again, you will be the boss, all right? It's not that on Friday you will lose your privilege to be the boss. No, you will be the boss on, you know, Friday as well. So I'm just asking, just let me cross-check all the changes, all the things I've got, and I'll make sure the person who would be responsible in this delay or in spoiling this experience, I will take him to the manager. I'll make sure that he gets some lemon juice from him, all right? And I'll make sure of that. So just let me go and find those changes or things. I'll get that completed for you. I will get back to you with the updated link. Together, we'll do a Zoom meeting. And as I said, I'll do the changes in front of you. If it's a typo, we'll do that in front of you. And the buttons that they are not getting redirected, I'm going to work on that too. And I'll do that right now. All right, I'll keep your project in the priority, and I'll make sure that we deploy this website within the same week. I will plan my things to deploy this website tomorrow, all right? And it's your call. I'll keep things ready from my end for tomorrow, all right? Today, if you approve it, tomorrow we'll go live for sure, all right? By the way, are you at home today or are you at work?
No, I'm off today. Tomorrow I'm at work. Thursday, Friday, I'm at work.
So today we'll complete this. We'll wrap this up today. So tomorrow you just, you know, kind of checking the live version, all right?
Yeah, I'll check the live version.
All right.
But I'm not making no promises because I already told you how I feel, and you're still not listening. So, you know, there's nothing more I can really say.
Well, there is one thing that I would like to know, that where do you want us to take the checkout button? Like when we click on checkout, where it should go? It should go, you know, down, or it should go into the page, checkout button?
The what? I'm sorry. The what should go on the page?
The checkout button. Let's say if we click on the checkout button, where do you want it to go? Like what's going to be the next screen that you want to see? Or let's say if you click on blog button, or let's say if you know there's a button for check out our blog. If you click that, where do you want that button to go? Or what page do you want to see there?
Check out our blog.
Let me do this. Let me work on the other changes, all right? And I'll call you and we'll do the screen share. How about that, all right? So I can quickly wrap this up today.
Yeah, you go ahead.
All right, I'll call you back. All right, thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.